This is the Voice of America, and you're listening to Nightline Africa. I'm your host, Douglas Simpoga, in Washington. And coming up in the second half of Nightline Africa, sports with Samson O'Malley, and that will be followed by music from our African collection.
But first, CFK Africa, a locally led youth leadership and public health nonprofit, focused on fighting extreme poverty in Africa and informal settlements, announced last week 7 new members of its Global Advisory Council. The new group of esteemed members include entrepreneurs, academics, a former member of the U.S. Congress, a co-founder of the Malala Fund, and others who will provide expertise as the organization plans new programs to expand access to health care, improve educational outcomes, and provide mentorship to girls and young women. Geoffrey Okoro is CFK Africa's new executive director. I reached him in Nairobi to find out more about the Kenyan-based organization.
CFK Africa fights extreme poverty across 24 informal settlements in Kenya through our public health, youth development, and our education initiatives. We fight inequalities right around gender, health. We reduce issues and disparities affecting community members in Kibera and among other informal settlements in Kenya. We are headquartered in Kibera, where we were founded. That is over 22 years ago, and we have made it our focus to fight extreme poverty in informal settlements, which are unfortunately mushrooming a lot more in Kenya and across Africa, as I've been witness. We also partner rather with a lot of community members and other organizations within Kibera to help advance the cause.
You are headquartered in Kenya, but you also have what you call the Global Advisory Council. What's the role of that Global Advisory Council?
We have an advisory council that was started by Madeleine Albright, and this group of esteemed professionals provide key insight to guide the strategy of our organization. And most of the members who are pioneers and thought leaders in their field, they share the expertise with CFK Africa to help us work better, us get new insight and directions into the work that we do. And we hold monthly calls with them just to share, but also to learn.
You've been in the organization for a long time. What are the main challenges you face as an organization?
Some of the challenges that I would say not just us, but are common across is that is that there's rapid urbanization across Africa. And Kenya specifically is leading in social infrastructure being overwhelmed. And these are basically housing, schools, health facilities. And of course, there are mushrooming of informal settlements across the urban centers. And these are leading to dire situations. The other bit is that there are systematic challenges around poverty that require comprehensive support to address. For instance, here in Kenya, there was the rolling out of a new education curriculum, which is a competency-based curriculum, CBC, that is quite resource-intensive. But for low-resource communities such as Kibera, Madari, and other informal settlements, this is not achievable. And this has led to a very unequal situation for this kid and for this youth accessing these schools. So for us as an organization, we are noting an increased demand for support, and for this we are not also able to meet. And lastly, there are current economic hardship that have wiped out a lot of gains made earlier on post-COVID. And we are seeing a lot of families that are slipping into what we deem as extreme level of poverty. And this, you could just see how economic, health, and even education outcomes that we were looking at as being gained are slowly sliding. So there is more demand for support given the current economic situation in Kenya, and I would assume also globally.
Talking of resources, do you have insufficient resources to do your work? If not, how do you intend to organize those resources?
Our number one resource is the community, is the people's voice that we amplify. They identify the challenges, they prioritize, they volunteer, and we come in to help support as catalysts, as facilitators. So as CFK, one, we appreciate the generous financial contribution from our donors, partners, and collaborators. And through these resources, we've been able to strengthen and, have impactful long-term programming in Kibera. CFK as an organization, we have a revenue of about $3 million, which is about 93% of our total expenditure, which go to direct programming. We also are committed to responsible resource management, ensuring that every dollar we spend is maximized on impacts and supporting our mission.
That's Jeffrey Okorum, CFK Africa's new executive director. He spoke with me from Nairobi.